Drift is made possible by the Canadian patented formula that will have you walking, getting out of bed, and even helps your pets with their joint pain. Sierra Sil. Find out why thousands of Canadians swear by it and go to sierrasil.com, Sierra like the mountains, Sil like silicon.com. Use the code DRIFT for 14% off. And if it doesn't help you, there's a money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but the pain. Sierra Sil. Hello, I'm Erin, and welcome to Drift. This is the place where we tell you tales of princesses and heroes, of experiences imagined and real, of history and myth. But in this edition of Drift, I'm going to share with you one of the most famous poems of our time by the English-born Canadian, Robert Service. It's The Cremation of Sam McGee. And after the poem, since it's shorter than our usual Drift stories, I'll share with you the real-life events on which Service based this work. Before we head up to the Yukon for this chilly tale, I want to share with you the warm story of two Canadian women who went on the Dragon's Den and wowed them with their top-of-the-line therapeutic Envy pillow. But Kathy and Kim didn't take the investors' money. They built Envy on their own to now include the finest sheets, all antimicrobial thanks to copper. There are eye masks and so much more. So go to envypillow.com and use the code DRIFT for 10% off anything there. That's envypillow.com, ENVY, and sleep with the best. I sure do. Before we get into The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert Service and then the story behind it, let's get you ready to relax and fall asleep. Now, let's find a place of comfort. Have a nice big stretch, if room allows. Now let it all go. Clench your fists and curl your toes. And now release. See how good that feels? Just like releasing all of your cares of the day. Now, let your arms and legs feel heavy, and give your hips and your shoulders, your neck and your jaw, permission to release their hold. Let your eyelids feel heavy. And now, just take one slow, deep inhale and release it even more slowly. And as you do, thank yourself for this time with me, as I thank you. And now, with one more big breath in, as you exhale, think these words: I am safe. I am loved. I am at peace. And if you're ready, let's drift. The Cremation of Sam McGee. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LaBarge, I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the South to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of your cold. Through the parka's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed, and the stars o'erhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says with a sort of moan, "It's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet 'tain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains." A pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the streak of dawn. God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched on the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and I hurried, horror-driven, with a corpse half-hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawns and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Now a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night, by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathed the thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow. And on I went, though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. The trail was bad, and I felt half mad, but I swore I would not give in. And I'd often sing to the hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a trice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then, "Here," said I with a sudden cry, "is my crematorium." Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around, and I heaped the fuel higher. The flames just soared, and the furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out, and they danced about ere again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, "I'll just take a peep inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked." Then the door I opened wide, And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile, you could see a mile, and he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm." There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge. I cremated Sam McGee. Although the poem was fiction, it was based on people and things that Robert Service actually saw in the Yukon. Lake Lebarge is formed by a widening of the Yukon River just north of Whitehorse and is still in use by kayakers. The Alice May was based on the derelict stern wheeler, the Olive May, that belonged to the Bennett Lake and Klondike Navigation Company. It was abandoned after it struck a rock about 50 kilometers south of Lake Lebarge. Dr. Shugden used its firebox to cremate the body of Cornelius Curtin, who had died of pneumonia. Although a boat named Alice May sank on Lake Lebarge, that happened a decade after the publication of the poem. William Samuel McGee was primarily a road builder, but did indulge in some prospecting. Like others, McGee was in San Francisco, California, at the time of the Klondike Gold Rush, and in 1898 left for the Klondike. In 1904, Robert Service, the author, who was working in the Canadian Bank of Commerce, which is the predecessor of the CIBC branch in Whitehorse, saw McGee's name on a form and used it in his poem, as it was a rhyme for Tennessee. In 1909, McGee traveled south of the Yukon to build roads, including some, in Yellowstone National Park. Eventually, McGee and his wife moved to live with their daughter in Alberta, Canada. However, in 1930, McGee returned to the Yukon to try prospecting, but met with no success. McGee spent the rest of his life at his daughter's farm, where he died in 1940 of a heart attack, and is buried near Bicecker, just northeast of Calgary, Alberta. And as the late Paul Harvey famously said, "Now you know the rest of the story." With thanks to the Canadian poet Robert Service for this chilly tale, I wish you a good night and sweet dreams.